Mr. Chairman, dear colleagues and friends, ladies and gentlemen, there can be no doubt that the world is now facing an immediate crisis of food price rises and supply shortages. There can also be no doubt that many of the underlying pressures which are contributing to this situation are with us to stay. Indeed, we are glad some of them are with us to stay. We are glad that more and more people can afford a more varied and nutritionally balanced diet. We are glad that there is competition for land, for improved housing and improved leisure. We are glad that some poor people are gaining improved livelihood from fulfilling these demands. But we cannot be glad that in every society, even the richest, there are losers and that many of the poorest countries are overall worse off and facing a greater challenge in feeding their people. We are only starting to appreciate the breadth and depth of likely changes to the environment, to rural landscapes and to agriculture, including fish and forests. The degree and impact of these changes cannot all be predicted, but there is much agreement that they will be profound and have universal effects. Mr. Chairman, this crisis is immediate. The immediate needs of the hungry and malnourished must be addressed. In the immediate future, this requires an increase in food aid with the least possible distortion of market incentives to increase production. In the coming 2 years, we must make sure that there is a production increase in both the low-income food deficit countries and globally, and that increased production gets to those who most need it. Some of this can happen naturally if we let it, especially through a market response. But the markets alone cannot address the problems of the poorest. There is need to enhance the means of gaining a livelihood, to provide safety nets, long-term infrastructure investments, including research, climate mitigation, and more dynamic management of natural resources. The main responsibility lies with national governments. We must mainstream the cause of the poor and hungry in all our governments' global policies and negotiation positions. We need more production, cheaper food, and the means for people to obtain food, the right to food, the most basic of all rights after the right to life itself. This means that the heads of state and worldwide delegations here cannot go home and forget these issues in their trade negotiations, in their negotiations on the climate and other aspects of their environment, in their negotiation on access to intellectual property, in their budget allocations. We must think comprehensively, not slogan by slogan, crisis by crisis. We must think of the family and the village at the same time as we think globally. Distinguished participants, how are we in the international community going to move forward? The main United Nations organizations have had recent evaluations. All showed the system was not working as an integrated whole. All showed room for improvements in the individual organizations. There was mandate creep, with components of system gradually taking up functions performed by others, despite scarce resources. There were gaps in the architecture, especially as regards funding and overall analysis, and there were failures to pursue possibilities for increased effectiveness, especially by joint action at the country level. There is no time to lose and no time for grand reforms, for the international architecture. The diagnosis at the level of the different components of the system is there from the recent evaluations. The overall diagnosis is not. The components of the system must move forward together for the wider good, but this will not happen if this is not a win-win situation for each of the organizations and countries. Mr. Chairman, we should set up a tightly time-bound review mechanism, about 6 months, building on the existing evaluations, tasked with working with the governing bodies and executive heads of the United Nations and Bretton Woods organizations. Not only to produce actionable recommendations, but to make the system more effective and responsive. A subsequent phase might, if a momentum develops, examine longer-term adjustments and improvements. But the concentration should be on immediate steps forward, based on the existing organizational structure, particularly for coordinated funding, identification of priorities and gaps, definition of roles, and sharing of resources where appropriate, backed by an evaluation and monitoring mechanism based on performance, result, and accountability. Mr. Chairman, I do have a longer version of this statement which has been submitted to the Secretariat. Thank you very much.